So it's Friday night, and Jason and I are at the Gunks. It's our first trad trip of the season. I guess it's been over 8 months since we've done any trad, and pretty much I didn't do much climbing at all during those 8 months. I guess we ended the season a little early last season, and then we began pretty late this season. But we're here for a three-day trip, and we just finished our first day. We got some pretty good climbing in, and it was a little crowded for what you'd think on a Friday, but now the campsite is like almost empty. So we today we started on Betty, that was one of the first leads that I've ever done. I think also on Jason's first leads. So it's only a 5.3, maybe in 3-minus. But it was a pretty nice climb. It was actually better than I remembered it. I guess of notable interest, I think like the last 15 feet of the first pitch have some real nice climb and a little flake to like this bulge kind of roof thing with like giant jugs and underclings. And the second pitch starts up a chimney, and then you climb that chimney and exit out. You do this little exposed traverse left, and that part is real nice. So to give that 2 stars, I think that it's well deserved. And then Jason led Belly Roll. This was my third time on Belly Roll. I guess my first time not leading it. And typically, there's this left leaning off width kind of thing, a little bit bigger than off width because you can get your entire body in there. And typically everyone dives right in there, head first, and then wiggles their way up. And then this was the first time I've seen someone do it without doing that. Jason kind of leaned it back to the left and eventually stuck his right leg in there to get on up. So overall, that was a pretty good lead. Then I guess things started getting a little interesting on our next climb. We decided to climb Horseman, which is probably like, I don't know, the most climb at the Gunks, but we're lucky enough to get on it, I guess, because it's Friday, and we're at the right place in the right time. And this is my second time on it, even though the first time I led it was like two seasons ago, so I didn't remember a whole lot. But I definitely made some pretty big mistakes there. One being that since I had doubles, I was trying to clip things without extending the full 2 feet. So that wound up causing some problems. Biggest problem is, so you climb up Horseman, you climb this little crack, you get in this right facing corner, then you gotta traverse out on that corner, 10 feet maybe. It's just like a lot of other climbs to Gunks. Horseman is 5.5, by the way. The only thing is, I started traversing too low. You're climbing up this corner, then you see some nice jugs, some big feet, and you're like, oh yeah, that's where the traverse is. And when you start going, it's not, what I loaded up with, a yellow alien and a 0.75 Camelot, I guess. And you traverse out left there, hands and feet are good for a while. Suddenly the feet goes away. It's not too big of an issue because there is like a decent hold that you can match on. But then once you pop around the corner there, the feet like don't exist. You're on like, a smear. Then there is like a dime edge that eventually I had to match feet on with like crappy hands, and that was a disaster. But the problem was, I don't traverse about 15 feet lower than I needed to be, which put me on really sketchy, very blank face above me. So I wound up traversing way left and then back right, and it was just very, very sketchy, and, a fall would have been very bad in that situation. But then the next problem came in that, I had doubles, and, they're 9mm, and one of them got stuck in a flake, because I had them clipped short. So Jason had to lower me on one of the other ropes, and then I had to pull that out, and then kind of climb back up the rope to finish out the route. But the second pitch, even though we did it as one pitch, but the second pitch has really nice climb, and it's a straightforward crack with decent gear, then like this easy roof juggy thing at the top. And then we finished off today with a stellar lead by Jason on Jackie, which is also one of the most popular climbs at the Gunks. That's a 5.5. I guess this was Jason's second time on it. He hasn't been on in a while, but the lead went very good. All the gear was placed well, and there was no hesitation, and he pulled right through the crux. And the second pitch climbs this open book, which is also nice. Actually, it's the second pitch of Classic, but everyone climbs it as Jackie. Then, we headed out pretty early. We were probably back at the car around 6:30. Ate at some barbecue place. Checked out Rock and Snow. Now we got a campfire. And we're picking out some climbs for tomorrow.